news about Merry and Bright. Magical enhancements coming to Disney Cruise Line this holiday season. New holiday party at Disney Hollywood Studios. Headline news, trivia, and so much more on today's Disney Plus podcast, or Disney Parks podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, kids. Welcome to this week's show. This is news for June 19th, believe it or not. Halfway through June. We're almost halfway through the entire year.
Yes, we are.
Hard to believe. It's hard to believe.
Already.
Let's talk about booking your 2024 Walt Disney World package and being entered to win a Disney cruise for four. That's right, four people.
Not one, not two, four.
Four people. Contact us today to plan your 2024 vacation package. You can go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/D. The letter D, the number two, and the word travel. D2 travel. And the rules are simple. Your package must include a minimum of 4 nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposits must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must take place after January 9th, 2024. Cancellations of bookings will result in forfeiture of prize, and cruise dates are subject to availability. So go check us out at DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel. Did you do anything interesting or Disney this weekend?
I did go to Disney Springs. I know it's a shocker to most people here on the podcast.
Very shocking.
Considering I never frequent this place at all. For a movie. Unfortunately, the movie was not Disney related, but I did go to Disney Springs, and I also had a little lunch.
Oh, nice.
At a very unpopular restaurant. I've heard great things about it, though. But
at the car house?
I think it's the car house. Yes, I believe the cars go in the water over there, too. But yes, the boathouse. What else is new? Shocking. But what can I say? The food is good. It's consistent.
Yeah. Exactly. Go where the food is good.
Yep.
I did not do anything Disney. I was supposed to go to the Magic Kingdom on Saturday, but I wasn't feeling myself. I kind of got a scratchy throat. Anyway, I'm here.
Much better now.
Yeah. I'm eating a lot of throat lozenges so that I can talk and do this.
There you go.
But that's just a me problem, not a you problem. All right, James, how about a little news?
News.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Great.
All right. Up first, Merry and Bright. Magical enhancements coming to Disney Cruise Line this holiday season. Celebrate the season in style with the new nighttime holiday party at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's a holiday vibe like never before. Sights of sparkling decor, sounds of modern beats over classic holiday songs, tastes of craft cocktails, and decadent dishes. It's nostalgic and it's nostalgic and it's glitz and glam galore. This is Disney Jollywood Nights, a new separately ticketed event. Yes, separately ticketed event from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on 10 select nights, November 11th through December 20th, 2023. Get ready to dress in your holiday glam best for a festive fare. Dance the night away to merry mashups, indulge in divine treats and bubbling spirits, and snap selfies with iconic characters featuring this new festive event. Or during this new festive event. For an extra dose of cheer, the party wraps up with the return of Nighttime Spectacular. Jingle Bam If you haven't heard Tony talk about this once, twice, 300 times, you've missed this podcast. It's a treat. It's really fun, actually. Yeah. You will be fa-la-la-la-la land before you can say Tinseltown. Experience holiday vibes throughout Disney Hollywood Studios with entertainment areas inspired by different genres. Guests will be welcome to Disney Hollywood Nights with a DJ spinning a mix of holiday tunes. Commissary Lane comes to life with a lively Latin street fair. Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy host a live holiday special at Theater of the Stars with some of their Disney friends. And what's this? Hyperion Theater will host a spirited sing-along. More details to come.
Wow.
Encounter glitz and glamour galore at two limited capacity entertainment experiences, a jazz lounge at the Hollywood Brown Derby, and otherworldly soiree at the Hollywood Tower Hotel Courtyard. Wrap up the night and enjoy the return of a favorite, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. This Santa-sized nighttime spectacular is jam-packed with music, fireworks, special effects, and dazzling state-of-the-art projections. Disney's Hollywood Nights is a limited-capacity holiday event. How many are allowed in? Well, when they sell out, that's the end of it. Guests of select Holiday World Resorts and Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Hotels and Shades of Green can buy tickets starting June 29th. Tickets may be purchased by all guests starting July 6th. Ticket prices range from $159 to $179. Party dates are November 11, 18, 20, 27, 29, and December 4, 6, 16, 18, and 20.
I'm going. I'm down for
it. I didn't even ask. I didn't want to. I already knew.
And listen, I just hope that they, well, maybe I don't. I just hope that they do Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam every night. And it's not just for the porters. I hope they bring it back because it's one of the best fireworks, nighttime projection, laser show Disney's done. It's by far the best.
If you haven't heard Tony talk about this once, twice, now the fourth time, maybe the fifth, I don't know.
It could be more.
We're here every week, folks, unless there's a holiday.
And so, anytime you could go to an after-hour event like this, it is very limited capacity. And here's the best news. When you go to the studios at limited capacity, since it's a smaller park, the capacity is, let's say the Magic Kingdom capacity is 10,000. This is usually half of that. It's like 5,000. Yep. So it is the best to do it at the studios because it's a smaller park.
Yes.
Anyway, that was the thing. I'm going to talk about now the cruise thing. We kind of got the two headlines mixed up. But so over at the cruise line, they're going to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year in a whole new way aboard the Disney Cruise Line, the Very Merry Time Cruises. This holiday season, Disney has unwrapped some exciting festivities for the entire family. And we are going one on one in November, so we will bring back some information. One of the highlights of these special sailings is the new tree lighting ceremony on the first night of every maritime cruise. Guests will gather around the magnificent three-deck tall tree in the ship's atrium. Mickey, Minnie, Goofy will lead the crowd in singing classic holiday tunes, culminating in a countdown that not only illuminates the tree, but also introduces the special guest of honor for the cruise, Santa Claus. Another brand new experience on these cruises is Mickey and Minnie's Holiday Party. Families are invited to the upper decks for a unique celebration at sea hosted by Mickey and Minnie, the High Energy Deck Party. Will feature beloved Disney characters and a mix of classics and original holiday songs. It is a joyful celebration of friendship, love, family during a magical time of the year. Alongside these exciting additions, the entire Disney Cruise Line will be decked out in its holiday splendor. Beloved Disney characters will be dressed in new holiday attire, which I thought was very cute. adding to the festive atmosphere. Guests can also participate in themed Very Merry Time activities suitable for all ages. Carolers will serenade guests with contemporary versions of holiday songs that celebrate a variety of traditions. And don't forget to check out the special merch and indulge in the special delicious festival foods. Get ready to immerse yourself in the holiday spirit on board a Disney Cruise Line with their Very Merry Time cruises. With new entertainment experiences, Disney characters, and festive outfits, family activities, and a joyous atmosphere, this holiday season will be unforgettable to those of all ages. Are you excited?
Always. Always.
I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I've not been on a maritime cruise, so
I've seen a few of those.
Yeah?
A few.
You've been on a few?
Like 13.
All right. Well, there you go. And are they good?
I like them. I do enjoy them. They are fun. You have a good time. They deck the halls and everything is it is a very very well festively decorated ship.
Yeah.
Or ships.
Yeah. Speaking of decorations, for those that don't know, all the decorations come here from Orlando and get trucked over to the port where the ships get all decked out. That comes from Holiday Services right here in Orlando. Big 55,000 square foot warehouse behind the Magic Kingdom.
I saw that this weekend.
Did you? Drove past it?
Yeah. Drove past it. Had to go on the other side somewhere.
Did you start staging the Christmas trees yet?
No, not yet.
It's probably
a little early.
Yeah.
A little early. I don't think they're doing Christmas in July this year. Yeah. I think they're passing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always been a question, but I don't think it's happening.
All right, what's up next, James?
Disney revealed details revealed for the transformation of Disney Village. Disney Village, the shopping, dining, entertainment district at Disneyland Paris, is set to undergo its largest transformation yet. The project will begin with the renovation of the North Block. There's that. With the North Block, which will feature new facades, improved interiors, and a touch of Disney magic. The aim is to create a more harmonious and enjoyable experience for guests, as well as enhance the comfort of cast members and Disney Village partner employees. In addition, a new restaurant called Rosalie, inspired by traditional Parisian
brasseries,
will open in late 2023 near Lake Disney. Several existing shops, including Disney Fashion, Disney Fashion Junior, and Disney Gallery, will be updated from early 2024 through fall of 2024. These renovations will include new sections and a new facade with natural tones, creating a unified impression with the use of wood, brick, and metal. The outdoor areas will also be enhanced with the new landscaping and lighting, featuring contemporary visuals that pay tribute to Disney characters and imaginary worlds. The construction will be carried out in phases over approximately 2 years to minimize disruption to guests. So basically, when we remodel all our hotels at once here, they will not.
Cool. Very interesting. You know, they're always doing something interesting in Disneyland and the other. We have interesting things happening here, but they seem to be doing things that does not happen here in the States, which I find intriguing. You know,
I don't know.
I think it's all part of their evil plan to get you go to all the parks and not just.
I think so. Well, you can hop on a jet.
Yeah.
If it's not sold out.
Yeah. And one that's $114,000.
We're just saying, you know.
All right, let's talk about some offers for the holidays. And I don't know why Disney's doing this so early, but they are. And I would hop on these. If you have any intent on coming here for the holidays, these are three great offers. One is there's a Disney Plus offer. So if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can save up to 35% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels from October 22nd all the way to November 2nd. And then again from November 26th through December 25th.
Wow.
That Disney Plus offer, it must be completed no later than Wednesday after the calendar week in which the booking is made. You can visit the offer page for more details. I would also tell you, go visit our travel partners. It's DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel. The next is a room-only offer. So you can save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels on stays most nights between October 2nd and December 25th. Full details can be found on their page. The last but not least offer is your Florida resident offer. So Florida resident clients can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels, valid for stays most nights between October 2nd and December 25th. There'll also be an annual pass holder offering during this period for 35%. Wow. Disney Vacation Club will be emailing DVC members to encourage guests to choose deluxe villa resorts during their future stays. This is not an additional offer, just a marketing message. So be prepared, James. You're probably going to get one of those.
I'll be waiting for it.
So any of these offers are of interest of you, I would definitely tell you, get a travel agent so that you can get the best discount for the nights that you're thinking. And a lot of these have a pretty big spread, October, November, and December. So that's like 3 months of prime holiday.
That is prime real estate right there.
And if you've never been to Disney World during Christmas, I will tell you it is awesome. I mean, every hotel, every store, everything is decked out in Christmas stuff. So, Christmas decorations. So, definitely go check out our website and submit your information, and we'll get it to the travel agents to get you booked. Yep. All right. What's next over at Disneylands?
Back to the West Side. Details revealed for the holidays at Disneyland Resort. Disney recently shared new details for the 2023 holidays at Disneyland Resort as part of the Halfway to the Holiday celebration. Mickey, Minnie, and their friends will debut new festive outfits inspired by mid-century modern attire. Mickey's ensemble includes a sweater vest, tie, jacket, and Santa hat, while Minnie's outfit features a belted dress coat and a holly branch that matches Mickey's. The popular holiday overlay, It's a Small World holiday, will return, featuring twinkling lights, holiday-themed music, and seasonal attire for the animatronics. Although not officially announced, it is expected that the Haunted Mansion holiday will also make a comeback. The dates for the holiday season at Disneyland Resort have yet to be released, but it is likely to run from around November to early January, similar to previous years. Additionally, the Disney Festival of Holiday will be celebrated at Disney California Adventure Park, honoring various holidays such as Christmas, Navidad, Hanukkah, Diwali, Kwanzaa, and Three Kings Day.
Awesome. Awesome sauce. How could they not bring the Haunted Mansion thing back? That's like...
I don't think it's possible, is it?
There'd be a riot. There'd be a riot. You know? The California locals have gotten used to their overlays. All right, James. Hey, last week we had a trivia question. The trivia question was, who says, look, I'm Picasso? And that was Mr. Potato Head. And the winner is Daniel. Daniel would like to say around here, it's in the mail. It's coming soon. This week's trivia question is this. What does, and you'll have to try and figure out who this is, what does Al McWiggins' license plate say? So, what does Al McWiggins' license plate say? If you think you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right. This is a rumor, but it is possible that Disney is going to stop selling balloons.
What? Since when?
Yes. So over the past decade, the Walt Disney Company has made significant efforts to reduce its environmental impact and has set very ambitious goals, including achieving a net zero emission by 2030. However, there are questions why balloons, which contribute to the plastic waste and pose dangers to marine life, continue to be allowed to be sold in Disney parks despite other strides towards sustainability, like taking away our lids and our straws. Balloons are seen as a disruption and nuisance to guests, and their release is actually against the law in many countries. So, considering Disney's commitment to the environmental responsibility, it would be logical for the company to ban balloons in all of its parks, similar to the existing ban in Disney's Animal Kingdom and other locations. So, I don't know. Are you, how do you feel about that, James? Yes, get rid of them. No, don't get rid of them.
It doesn't really hurt my feelings either way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're past the balloon age. I like the balloons. Yeah, I'm definitely past the balloon age. I understand the nuisance part at this age, and I understand the commodity or the fact of having a balloon that came from Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time,
I mean, it's hard to take home on a plane if it lasts that long.
No, and
the price of them, you know, now these double balloons with lights in them, I think are like $25 or something. It's a ridiculous. I mean, it's a balloon.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't. Yes, I like them for my kids because it's kind of a time tradition, you know, to get a balloon at Disney Park. But, you know, then you got to drag the thing around all day, you know, tie it to the stroller or tie it to the kid's hand. And then you can't go on a ride with it. So it's all kinds of problems. Anyway.
They're all fun in their own little way.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Little next up on the docket here. New Disney Oversight District Administrator reopens firefighter contract negotiations. According to a report from the Associated Press, the new Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Administrator Glenn Gleason has reopened negotiations for the CFTOD firefighter contract. The contract was already voted in favor by the firefighters, and there was a closed door session at the May 24th meeting, but the contract was reportedly not finalized by the CFTOD board. The CFTOD Board of Supervisors will next meet on June 21st, so 2 days from now, and there is no mention of the contract or negotiations on the meeting agenda. The contract was set to implement sweeping raises for the firefighters and other emergency service personnel. According to the report, board spokesperson Alexi Wolwartznitz, we'll go with it, said that the negotiations were ongoing without expanding on why a contract that was already approved by the union needed to undergo a new round of negotiations. Yeah, I don't understand that either. I'm going to leave that right there.
Listen, don't screw with fire, people. Unless you want things burning down, just pay them money.
Give them what they want.
Give them what they want. They will save your life one day. whether it's burning building, rescuing you from an elevator, a car accident, whatever it is, just
paid to do the one thing you don't want to do, which is run into hot fire.
Yeah. Trust me.
Or whatever else they run into.
Run into all kinds of crazy stuff. All right. Hey, dates have been announced for the 2023 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, including the Candlelight Processional. Epcot will celebrate with the return of the Candlelight Processional. They have not announced any people for that yet. As part of the return of the International Festival of the Holidays, starting November 24th through December 30th. It's another guest favorite tradition, including storytellers from around the world, joyful music acts, holiday kitchens will return to World Showcase all for the festival. You can, hopefully they'll have the cookie thing too, and you can do the whole cookie trail.
And if you all are a fan of the Candlelight Professional, which most of us are, I'm not saying everybody, but most of us, if you really want to see it nowadays, please, please get a dinner reservation.
Oh, God, yes.
Do not think, oh, I'll just stay in standby and I'll make it. Because you might not this time or ever again.
Yeah, especially like, you know, Neil Patrick Harris, Jodie Benson, Whoopi Goldberg. Those fill up very, very quickly.
Ticket items. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I would like to do this again this year, actually. It's been a few years.
Yeah.
So I might have to investigate.
Might have to investigate. Yeah, well, pick a place to, like, do lunch or something, which is usually cheaper than the dinner trifecta.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, this one I can comment on, so go ahead.
All right. Hey, Disney. Voice assistant James. Now. Mine's on mute. Thanks. Nice try.
Okay.
Didn't go off. Hey, Disney. Voice assistant now available for Alexa devices. Disney and Amazon have launched the Hey Disney voice assistant on the Alexa Skills Store, available in the U.S. from June 15th, 2023. Users must sign up for an annual subscription in the Alexa Skills Store to access the voice assistant, which costs $5.99 per year. Okay, sure. Okay. It will also be included with the subscription to Amazon Kids Plus, $4.99 a month or $48 per year. Hey Disney lets fans interact with some of their most beloved Disney characters simply by saying Hey Disney. The supported Echo devices work at home and at Disney Resorts Hotel. The Hey Disney wake word works for most voice activated Echo devices in your home, except the Echo Show 15. I don't know anybody that owns that one.
Okay.
The first gen Echo, Echo Auto, Fire tablets, Fire TV, and on-the-go devices.
All right. Interesting.
I don't know why it don't work on the 15. I don't know. But okay. I'm gonna leave it alone. It's only the size of a TV. Here are some of the things you can do. Hey, Disney, tell me a story. Explore 140 tales of far-off places with storybooks. Choose from favorites like The Lion King, Frozen, Moana, and many more. Hey, Disney, let's play trivia. Test your knowledge with over 300 questions about Disney parks, characters, movies, and history in exciting rounds hosted by the Hey, Disney voice assistant. Hey, Disney, play soundscapes. Transform your room with sounds and music from the worlds of Star Wars, Frozen, Guardians, and of the Galaxy, Coco, and many more. Select a soundscape duration from 15 to 120 minutes.
Wow.
Hey, Disney, do I have a message? Brighten your home with weekly messages from beloved Disney characters. Hey, Disney, I want to go on an adventure. Hopefully that's the one that does not auto buy tickets and book a hotel for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Disney, I want to go on an adventure. Learn to speak Whale with Dory, visit Arendelle with Anna and Olaf, and choose from 11 different character interactions, including Mickey Mouse and Pluto, Goofy and Donald, Tiana, Mater, C-3PO and R2-D2, Rocket and Groot, the Muppets, and Genie. And there's a lot more you can do.
Yep. Yeah, very cool. So I did this afternoon. I did the whole Hey Disney thing. And there was a thing, you could ask a character, and it kept giving me the same character, which was the Genie. And obviously, you know, the Genie was voiced by Robin Williams, who is obviously dead. So the person that's doing this voice is not very, I mean, it's close to Robin Williams' voice, but it's just not the same as Robin Williams' voice. I figured they were going to just, you know, take everything Robin had ever said, feed it into an AI, let it learn that language, and then this thing would be able to spit it out. But it sounds like they got somebody to imitate Robin Williams, and it's not the same.
It's not that good.
No. So should have just left the Genie out, Disney. You know, you can't bring the people back from the dead, so just leave them out. Anyway.
I mean, you got enough audio. I don't know why we couldn't have just figured it out. But yeah.
Okay. The trivia was interesting. We played with the trivia. I gave you 6 questions. I got 5 out of 6. One was just a stupid error. But 2 of the questions were repetitive, and I was like, well, you kind of already asked that. So, yeah. So now I know the answer because
you already asked it.
Yeah,
when you
asked that question, you gave half the answer in that question for this answer. So it was weird, but I'm going to try the rest of these, and I'll keep reporting back on how interesting. And the thing I didn't, you know, for the kid thing, it's $48 a year, and for everybody else, it's $5.99 a year. Because when it said a year, I'm like, a year for $5.99? Yeah, sign me up. I mean,
you might as well just tell your kids they're getting the adult version.
Yeah, just get you an adult Disney, Echo. It's $5.99.
It can't be much different.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. I will report back on the rest of these things. I think I want to do this adventure thing. This sounds interesting. Because if it'll let you pick, I want Rocket or Groot or C-3PO, I think that'd be interesting to hear this little adventure.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. And if they have a show, excuse me, if I could stay awake. If they have a show, it usually puts the questions up on the screen and the answers are up on the screen and things like that. If you have just, you know, like an Echo Dot, obviously you're not going to get the visuals. You're just going to get the voice. And, I should say the Hey Disney voice assistant. I don't know who it is. I'm trying to figure out the voice. It's probably somebody that's done stuff for Disney before, but I can't place the voice. I'll figure it out. Anyhoot. All right. Ready for some headline news, James?
I am. Let's do it.
And now, the headline news.
All right. First up, Christine McCarthy, you know, the lady that called us all fat, who is the chief financial officer, is stepping down. Kevin Lansbury is going to assume the interim CFO at the Disney company. So that's what you get for calling us fat. Now you're jobless. Disney and Pixar unveiled Elio, a teaser trailer and poster. I have not heard of this, so I'm going to have to go check this out.
I just briefly heard of this name, I think yesterday, which I didn't even know was a thing. So I might have to look at that too.
Yeah. Okay. All right, James, how long has there been construction at Epcot? So they made an announcement of the transformation and it's still not done. So how many days have elapsed thus far?
You want my honest opinion?
Don't read.
Way too many days. How's that?
Okay. I don't know as of when this is, but it is 2,155 days. Go ahead. Do the math. That's 5.7 years. Yeah. Constriction.
That's longer than most.
It takes to build a park.
At this rate, another park up the road might open before this finishes.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's just an honest opinion.
It's crazy.
Or a speculated guess.
Yeah.
Guess.
All right, James, do you have any friends in Disneyland, near Disneyland?
I do not.
You're going to have to find some. Because they're coming out with a Mr. Toad popcorn bucket on June 20th.
Okay. I already have one.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I don't need it.
All right. There you go.
It's over there somewhere. This one?
All right. Let's get it. Show and tell. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
That one.
There you go. Perfect. I don't know if it looks like that one, but that's a Mr. Toad popcorn bucket.
That's the Mr. Toad. That's the one I have. I don't know what you're going to get in California, but yeah, here it is. All of its glory.
I'll have to find out. Hey, not a lot of people know of this character, but Clarabelle Cow is now on a Loungefly backpack. So it's very, I was like, what? They put Clarabelle Cow? I mean, how many people know? I don't think a lot of people know of Clarabelle Cow. Anyway, if you do, it's now on a Loungefly backpack. Disney Enchanted Christmas at Disneyland Paris is going to happen from November 11th to January 7th. And then over at Tokyo, Disney Christmas will happen from November 8th to December 25th. And then over at Hong Kong, a Disney Christmas will happen from November to December. They haven't said what dates. So that's all the Christmas from around the world. Run Disney announced virtual 12Ks of Christmas. The 12Ks of Christmas are true to me. So apparently there's some virtual races. And from what I understand, the way this works is you run at your home, whether it's outside on a treadmill or whatever, and then you go on to the Disney thing, you log that you did your run, and it's kind of the honor system. But I believe you still have to pay up and sign a fee as if it was a real race. So if you're going to pay the money, you might as well
full price from what I was told too.
Yeah. I don't think they discount it because it's virtual. I think that's kind of the same price.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of refurb happening over at the Grand Flow, so now it's moved into the lobby. A lot of construction happening.
I've seen some pictures just recently, actually, and I didn't even know there was refurbishment going on. So that's new.
That's great because I got a stay coming up in December. Hopefully, it'll be done.
Well, anything, just prepare for the worst. It could end up like Epcot.
Yep. Trattoria El Forno is still refurb. It's been extended. Apparently, they didn't get the work done in time. Over at near your boathouse, the Rainforest Cafe Volcano is going to undergo extensive refurbishment.
That might be a while. I no longer give them money.
Didn't they do an extensive refurbishment not that long ago? I remember.
I don't know. They did a giant refurb when they put that volcano in there.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too. And then Tron Light Cycle Run will still continue to use a virtual queue during the Halloween and Christmas party. So if you're thinking, hey, I'll just go to a Halloween or Christmas party and ride Tron, you'll still need to get a virtual queue.
Yes and no.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. So does that mean that you should wake up and get the 7 o'clock, even though you have a Christmas party or Halloween party? Or should you get the later 2 o'clock so that you can ride it at night? I don't know. I have
yet to ride it at night. That's what I want to try.
Yeah, me too. I'll have to do some investigating because I would imagine if you get up 7 o'clock and you get an early queue, like number 2 or 3 or 10 or whatever,
if you got a number 2 or number 3.
If you're going to the Christmas party at 7. You know, especially if you don't have a day ticket to that park, but you have a party ticket. So it'll be interesting how that's going to work.
Yes.
Unless it knows, we see you, Mr. James, only have a nighttime ticket, so we'll give you a later queue. Do you think the Disney IT people are that smart?
The computer, maybe. I don't know about everything else.
We need some artificial intelligence.
they couldn't get Genie right, so we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, kids, that's all we got. Hey, if you like this show, we have two others. You can go to patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast, and we have two
new and improved shows. Now on video.
Yeah, you'll get some video content. If you would like to help us out over there, you can do that. Go to our website, DisneyParksPodcast.com. There's all kind of fun things you can do there. And if you'd like to give a little one-time donation, you can do that as well. And that's it. Anything else we have, Mr. James?
I don't think so. I think we've covered.
Well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you in
the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.